Good evening. Good evening. I would like to call to order the Tuesday, May 16th, 2017, regular board meeting into session. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here.
Mrs. Tornero?
Here.
Mr. Truex?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mr. Begany?
Here. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You can tell it's the end of the school year. All right, items 2.01, 02, 03, 04, and 05, all on the tap for approval. These are the minutes from our meetings from April 3rd, 4th, 10th, 18th, and 30th. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman, second by Mr. Truex. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 3.01, approval of the May 16th, 2017 Board of Education meeting agenda. Madam Superintendent, are there any changes to this evening's agenda?
President Begany, there is a change to the agenda. We are adding a request to change the June board meeting from, I believe, the 17th?
The 20th to the 27th.
20th to the 27th of June due to some personal commitments.
Okay. And we'll have that under discussion at that time?
We put that under 5.04 items from the board.
All right. If there are no other changes, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Tenero. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion? If not, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 4.01, the ASSE Exchange Student Program is up for some discussion this evening. Do we have a representative?
Honored Reynoldsburg City Board members, I'm happy to be here. I wanted to thank you. I've had students here for the last 13 years, exchange students, and we have a certificate of appreciation that we would like to give you guys because we have really had a great experience. And I brought two of our students just to reflect a little bit about their experience here. Through ASSE, most of our students are scholarship students. So we have Mark from Ukraine, who's a scholarship student, and then Luthia from Spain. So would you like to say something?
So, hi, my name is Mark, and I'm from Ukraine Flex Scholarships, and I was attending Livingston Campus Bell Academy. And, you know, some people say that school must be your second home. And I know some people like joking that if it's second home, why you just come, listen to loud music, do whatever you want. But I think these people are missing something, because for me, a definition of home is the really cozy place where you like to come, when you look forward to be back, when you look forward to see other people. And for me, Reynoldsburg High School has become such place. I want to come there to do things I like. That these things are my classes I'm taking, the band I'm coming to. I'm attending band in the morning and in the afternoon. The people I want to see, my friends in classes and teachers, because in Ukraine we have kind of different relationships between pupil and teacher, but here this relationships are not so hard, so I feel much easier, and it's much easier to get the knowledge from them. So I enjoyed so much, and I want to say thank you for allowing us to be students of Reynoldsburg High School. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Lucia, and I'm same student from Spain, with a scholarship from the owner of Sara. I don't know if you know him. Since the very first moment I knew I was going to come here to now, after the whole year studying here, I realized how great it is to study not only in this country but in this city. I've had the opportunity to study what I like in the Eastern Academy of Reynoldsburg High School, and I've done really great things. I'm in my robotics team. We went to Worlds this year as well as we did last year. It was an awesome experience. I made so many good friends. I will never forget them. My teachers, as Marcus said, have a really close relationship here. It's not as in Spain, which is really cold. So it makes it much easier to fit in and to find your place. I just have no complaints about this year, and I would like to thank you for letting me have this experience with you.
Thank you. So in the end, I'd just like to say thank you for allowing ASSC to be your exchange student organization. As a state coordinator, I'm here in Reynoldsburg and live in Reynoldsburg, so I'm always available. Next year, we've got three more students coming, and we've got one more slot left, so I don't know who is going to be the other student, but we're really excited. So thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Item 4.2, Dania Hamad, recognition. Is she here this evening? Somewhere? Come on down, please.
Good evening, President Begney, Mrs. Thomas Manning, and the school board. It is with great pleasure that at Bell Academy, we would like to present Dania Hamad with an Excellence Award. Dania is a sophomore who is graduating with her high school diploma, and she has already earned her associate's degree from Columbus State Community College. So the certificate of recognition to Dania Hamad, who has demonstrated academic excellence with the Bell Academy and Columbus State Community College, awarded the 16th day of May, 2017.
I'm an open enrollment student from Canal Winchester, so to be able to have the opportunity to come to Reynoldsburg these past 2 years was very exciting for me. I never would have thought that I would have left my home school district from kindergarten through eighth grade and come here, and I'm just very thankful for the opportunity to have the open enrollment system here because that has truly changed my life. I came here for the Columbus State that Bell Academy offered, and I have been able to excel. So I'm just very thankful for the opportunity, and I'd like to thank you all.
Thank you. Congratulations.
President Begney, members of the board, I just wanted to say I attended the Bell Senior Recognition last night and heard Dania speak about Reynoldsburg. With a sense of pride, she talked about how welcoming our school district is and how she has developed a sense of family among her peers, even though she's a little younger. And I think Ms. Cox mentioned the fact that she does not have a driver's license yet and doesn't have a high school diploma yet, but she has an associate's degree from college. So we are also very proud of you, Dania. You are actually the vision that we established 7-8 years ago, and we're just so pleased to see you take advantage of the opportunities that the educators have spent so much time planning for, and we look forward to watching your name in lights. We know you're going to do great things.
On a very brief side note, my wife was lucky enough to teach you in the sixth grade in Canal Winchester, so it's nice to see this. Items 4.03, the Student Achievement Awards from Slate Ridge Elementary. Let us hear these great accomplishments.
Good evening, Madam Superintendent Thomas Manning, President Begney, members of the board. all the elementary principals are here tonight to do a little bragging about some of the high achievers in our building. We gave out awards for two things. Some of us for accelerated reader, which kids read books, take tests. We have some kids that just rise to the top and do a great job with that. But we really wanted to highlight iReady this time, and we wanted to highlight those kids who had completed lessons and also completed them at a high rate. So students who completed a lot of lessons but completed them at 100%, 90% success rate. We created medals, and we're going to give away certificates to our kids. We have some goodies. They're going to be on the announcements tomorrow, so all of that will happen at school. But we wanted to give out a gold, silver, and bronze medal for reading and math. So all of us have followed the same suit. For my building, I have a fourth grader who has won the Accelerated Reader Award, and she also won it last year, Miriam Malin. I don't know if she's here, but I didn't see her. That's 2 years in a row. For our iReady reading medalists, my gold medal winner is Charlie Alvarez. Our silver medalist is Dev Packerell. Yay, Charlie. And our bronze medalist is Xavion Mallory. Just stay here, okay? Our iReady math medalists, our gold medal winner, Dev Packerell. So that's two. Okay. Jonathan Nash is our silver medal winner. And Sabella Tesfagavir is our bronze winner for math as well. Okay. Thank you.
All right, good evening, and thank you for allowing us to award some of our well-deserving students for our AR, our Accelerated Reading Award. We have Arjun Bajgai. We have, for our iReady Reading medalists, our gold medalist is Carmen Rojas. Silver medalist, Santana Cole. Gavin Dennison for bronze. And for math, we have Matthew OKK for gold. We have Cameron Small for silver. And then we have Amir Miller for bronze in math. All right, congratulations to all of our French Run Award winners.
Herbert Mills. You don't like I said Herbert Mills this time, Mike.
What's that? I could have switched it up and put Taylor Road next.
Oh, yeah?
You're already right down.
I am next, right? Yeah.
Good evening, President Begany, Superintendent Thomas Manning. We do have some awards as well. AR and iReady, ELA, we do not have iReady Math implemented this year. Both are great recognitions for kids who've read, who have a lot of words that they've learned this school year, and also hopefully some reading comprehension absorbed. One thing I want to note real quick, I told y'all last year at Mills, we have this global Read Around the World program at Mills. This year, we began the school year, like any good STEM school would, a design challenge to implement a new artistic rendition of the globe around our gym. So if you haven't been in our gym in this past school year, you need to. So our kids began the school year with their own designs of what the rendition should look like for the professional artists that Mrs. Stevens, one of our teachers, was able to connect us with. And every night for like 2, 3, 4 weeks, this professional artist would come through the night. He was an odd guy. He would work through the night. He would be there for our morning roar at 8 a.m. and he would talk to the kids about the progression of the mural, of the global design. And he used the inspiration of the kids for this mural to dictate or to represent the Read Around the World program that we have. So that's pretty cool. Collectively, I will announce our AR award winners first. Collectively, they earned over 600 points for Reading Around the World. And just a reminder, they travel around the world in trains, cars, trucks, boats, and planes to complete their trip around the world. And these three students tonight, they made it around the world. They took over 500 quizzes to get those points, and they collectively read over 3 million words in books and to get those points. 3 million words, that's something. Those we recognize tonight Jaden Gwynn with 220 points from fourth grade. Reese Dickerson with 200 points, fourth grade. Reese was honored last year as a third grader who read around the world, too. And then Danielle Mormon with fourth grade. With just over today, 200 points. She just got over the world today. Way to go, Danielle. And then we certainly want to recognize our kiddos in the iReady program who had completed the highest amount of lessons and with the highest achievement in those lessons. This is the first time we've implemented iReady. We hope for more increasing of reading comprehension over the next few years in iReady program. So with our gold award winner, we have Arianne Glover from third grade, Miss Mooney's class. With silver, we have Hamza Farah, first grade, Mrs. Glay's class. And in bronze, we have Amaria Prentice from first grade, Mrs. Glay's class as well.
We don't bite.
Taylor Road.
Good evening, Superintendent Thomas Manning, President Begany, members of the board. First off, I just want to commend just to all the kids in the district that's worked hard this year. It's hard to believe that we're almost at the end of this. The older I get, the faster it goes. I just can't get over how quickly this year went. And in the elementary world, we're counting down. We have five more wake-ups to go, so we're hanging in there. We're doing great. And iReady, reading medalists in gold, we have Caden Reed. Annabella Sovnowski for silver. Yes. And we have Kelsey Morgan for bronze. Yeah. For iReady Math, we have Zion Llewellyn for gold. She is very excited. Jensen Gelati for silver. And we have Kevin Sun for bronze. These are our winners for Taylor Road.
Superintendent Thomas Manning, President Begney, and members of the board. I get the honor to congratulate the Summit Road Elementary students who earned their iReady awards. And I apologize for my appearance. We just got back from overnight fourth grade camp today, and I haven't been home yet. So there's a couple of us about to fall asleep. An iReady reading, I'm going to start with bronze first. Cameron Christian, who had 762 points. At silver with 940 points was Ugana Mba.
Precious.
Just a kindergartner, second on my reading. There you go. And in gold was Kara Woodsis, who had 1,065 points, which was the top for the district.
Oh, wow.
In math, starting with bronze, was Daniel West, who had 324 points. Face that way so they can see you. With silver was Isael Bello with 404 points. Isael has been asking me all week what he's getting, what his award was. Nobody told him, I think. It was a surprise maybe at home. So he's been trying to corner me down and get me to tell him what's going on. And in gold is Katie Murdassa, and she has 458 points. Congrats to all.
Hill.
Good evening. It's an honor to present our award winners. Before I do, I want to thank the parents. Without your encouragement, they would not achieve these awards. For Rose Hill AR winner is Adam Rochek. Adam also won last year, and prior to that, there was a big competition between him and his brother at Rose Hill. Glad to have him back. Oh, he just said, and I won.
All right, Adam.
Okay, so our iReady Reading Awards. For gold, we have Seven Little. And silver, DeQuell Moore Shields, DJ. And bronze, Yasmin Galis. And our iReady Math Awards, gold, Jonathan Polanco. And silver, Anthony Wilson. And bronze, Ethan Bush. Thank you again for bringing them out tonight.
Thank you. Let's give everyone a round of applause one more time. Thank you all for coming tonight for that. Item 5.01, board members may speak on different topics at this time. Certainly not as entertaining as what we just saw. Mr. Whitman, would you lead us off this evening?
First of all, congratulations to all the kids we just saw here today, and as well as to the this year's graduating seniors. I'm looking forward to seeing them next week. And a lot of activities going on in the district. Haven't been able to get to all of them, but some that I've enjoyed going to is the Slate Ridge Elementary Art Show, and I got to hear some of the choir sing there too. Saw some senior capstone projects over at the Summit Campus, and as well as some capstone projects over at Livingston Campus as well, along with an art show there, just an amazing time. So, thanks for the invitations and good work. Last month, I brought up for a discussion a resolution regarding the state's implementation of the Every Student Succeeds Act, and so tonight, if people have amendments for it, I will move that we approve it, and then in the discussion, people can then move to make amendments if they wish.
Second.
Okay. Shall I read it aloud again?
Please.
Okay. It's in last month's agenda items under items for the board.
It's much quieter in here now.
Well, yeah, they want to hear what this is important stuff here, you know. Okay. The whereas is here a heavily quote from the state draft document on what to do here. So, whereas the Every Student Succeeds Act represents a shift from broad federal oversight of primary and secondary education to greater flexibility in decision making at the state and local levels, and whereas as part of ESSA, Ohio will re-examine its testing requirements, and whereas participants in the Ohio Department of Education's stakeholder meetings during the fall of 2016 expressed an interest in continuing to explore a further reduction in testing, and whereas Ohio's current testing schedule for grades 3 through 8 in high school goes beyond what is required of ESSA, and whereas the Department of Education intends to work in partnership with Governor Kasich and the General Assembly to re-examine any state assessments not required under ESSA, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Education of the Reynoldsburg City School District, encourages the Ohio Department of Education to reconsider its current intention to maintain its current state assessment system, and be it further resolved that the Board of Education of the Reynoldsburg City School District encourages the Ohio Department of Education to examine possible reductions in state assessments of Ohio's K through 12 school students. For discussion, I'll just open up by noting that this is a very short on details resolution. It basically says, instead of doing nothing, do something, and we may want to be careful what we wish for. But with that, I am interested to hear other board members' thoughts.
Well, I agree. I think that definitely we've talked a lot about this over-testing amongst ourselves and headlines and in the news and what have you. I think this is, if I understand this right, Neil, this is more to send a message asking the state to not sit back and do nothing, even though the fall meetings actually said, please, reduce testing. And so I think that we are just kind of putting the exclamation point, starting a movement. I think that's how things start. You know, a small voice getting louder and getting louder, and definitely those meetings were people like you and I standing up there and speaking and letting our voices be heard, and I think this is a very collective way to add to that as well.
I didn't see it. It wasn't on the agenda, so I frankly don't feel prepared tonight, you know, to do the vote. I would prefer to give it another month, or you know, I specifically did look for it this, and it wasn't on the agenda, so I didn't realize you were going to bring it up at this point.
Yeah, I guess maybe I should have looked a little closer at the agenda. I just remembered, oh, I brought it up last month, and we'll do it this month, and I guess I kind of missed that it wasn't there. So we can move to table it if that's.
I would feel your better way about that.
Okay, so a motion on the floor. Motion.
We haven't called for, you know, we're just at the discussion stage, so you can withdraw your motion to put it on for this time, and that would be the correct procedure, right? Withdraw his motion.
Or the board could just, choose a table, he could withdraw his motion, he could do a number of things.
Why don't, for record keeping purposes, why don't we table it so that we make sure that we know that it'll be on the next board agenda. So I'll make that motion to table this item until whichever the June meeting date is, so everyone can be prepared to fully comment on this.
And again, everyone in the audience and in the community in general, encourage you to, if you have thoughts on this, to make them known to us.
Mm-hmm. We will need a second and a vote on the table.
All right, seconded.
Second by Mr. Whitman.
Okay.
Sure. Madam Treasurer, would you call the roll?
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Okay, motion passed. Mr. Whitman, did you have anything else for us this evening?
That's all for me.
All right. Mr. Truex?
All right. Thank you all for coming out tonight on this gorgeous day where I'm sure everybody would rather be out on a golf course or sitting on your back patio. But congratulations to all our fantastic students that were here tonight and those that couldn't make it. We have one more week, seniors, so you can make it. Stick it out. We have 535 graduating seniors this year, and out of those 535, we have 832 scholarships earned by the class of 2017. So that's a fantastic notion. In light of the fact that we're talking about accomplishments, I would like to mention, and I'm not usually one to toot my own horn, but I think that it's warranted at this point. I've been nominated and made a finalist for the Kent State Distinguished Alumni Award. It's not something that they give out randomly. I was nominated by someone out in the public. So keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully we'll have some information here in the next couple weeks as to whether I've been awarded the Distinguished Alumni Award or not. So it doesn't matter if this is your first graduate or your final graduate. The feelings of excitement and accomplishment are well-deserved. Way to go, parents. As the school comes to a close, I'd like to thank our teachers and our staff, everybody that's made the school year a success, and good luck over the summer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ms. Tenero.
I don't have anything. Thank you.
Mrs. Dunlap.
First of all, thank you all for coming. There are no children left to congratulate. They've all left. But I do. This is one of my favorite meetings, just to see all those kids. I got a hug coming in the door from one of my little Rose Hill readers, and that's the best feeling in the world. That's my shot in the arm. And once summer comes, it gets a little quiet, and so I look forward to September again. Not that I'm rushing things, to get my shot in the arm again for being here. Congratulations to all the graduates as well. What an incredible feeling. I know I'm going to be shedding a lot of tears. If you're friends with me on Facebook, I apologize. I'm going to be getting very sentimental as my son and my oldest graduates himself this year. Thank you again to all the administrators and the teachers for the invites. I wish I could duplicate myself and get out to all of them, because there are just so many and they're so cool, but I just can't make them all. Mr. Whitman, I did go to the Taylor Road Art Show and the Slate Ridge Art Show, both which were, you know, amazing, and gave my money to the charity of their choice. I didn't want to bid on anything for fear of taking a piece of art away from grandma or grandpa or aunt or uncle or anything. And they sat there and they guarded them too, so I don't think I could have gotten very close. Oh, you got how big you bid. I put a check in the fishbowl. also, the Encore Art Show, amazing. The self-portraits there were just stunning, just so different and so colorful, beautiful. The Livingston Art Show, Joe Sorensen outdid himself again this year, just amazing. And I especially enjoyed, they were pencils of senior citizens that the students had captured so well. There was one, and she was kind of squinting her eye and had half a smile and a glint in the other eye, and that student just caught her personality so well. It was wonderful. HS Square body capstone presentations, again, wonderful, well over my head. East End capstone, very, very interesting, and such a variety. I spent a long time talking to a young woman who is from Nepal, who talked about some of the challenges that she and some of her classmates have in communicating, in culture, and what she and her friends were doing to overcome some of those barriers and educate others in other schools. And I know that she came out to a number of elementaries. Wagner Road Junior High, National Junior Honor Society, that was just wonderful. And then I also attended Bell's senior celebration last night, which was just wonderful. The excitement in the room was electric, and I know it will get even more electric come May 23rd. Finally, I am the Eastland Fairfield Career Center liaison and sit on the board there, and wanted to just honor some of our students who have attended Eastland Fairfield and will be honored there, but will be graduating on May 23rd here. But Megan Moody is going to be honored. She attended Fairfield Career Center. She will be honored with the National Technical Honor Society member, Citizenship Award, and the President's Education Award for Academic Excellence. Corey Cook will be honored with the Citizenship Award, and Gregory Colley, President's Education Award for Academic Excellence. We have 15 students graduating through the Fairfield program. Over at the Eastland Career Center, Jackson, and I hope I say these names right, Matan, is being honored for outstanding attendance, as well as Levi Stills, Chauncey Collins, and Ryan Tischel. Also for outstanding attendance for 1 year was Jackson Matten and Ryan Tischel also. There are career and technical students through Eastland that belong to the Career and Technical Student Organization, and they were national qualifiers. They will be honored as well. Megan Barnes in broadcast news production, and Caleb Bethel for human resource management. Also at the Eastland Career Center, receiving the Director's Award of Distinction is Jordan Simon and Victoria Matthews, along with Brandy Smith, Deneen Hazelwood, Aista Diallo, Megan Barnes, Zach Starkey, and Garrett Engel. Also, at the Eastland Career Center, we will have students who will be winning the President's Education Award for Academic Excellence in the Culinary Arts, again, Brandy Smith, and I talked with her quite a bit when I went out there to visit, and she's one amazing woman. Eastland Career Center also, senior recognition of those who have been inducted into the National Technical Honor Society, Arnold Arias, Aista Diallo, Victoria Matthews, and just finally, we will have 28 graduates from Reynoldsburg who have attended and excelled at the Eastland Career Center. Just wanted to honor them tonight. Thank you for letting me take up so much time, President Begney.
Thank you. It's worth hearing of our kids' accomplishments. I only have a few comments tonight. Some of you know that I am a teacher by day, and one of the things that they say about teachers is, tragically, teachers sometimes lose a student once every 3 years. So earlier today, I found out that one of my former students had committed suicide. He had graduated about 2 years ago. Really good kid, quiet, played on the football team, you know, thought everything was going the way it was. And when it happened today, when I found out, you know, you kind of get that lull, you know, the upperclassmen that remember him from when he, you know, when they were freshmen and things like that, and some of the teachers, you know, when they started hearing the news, it reminded me of a conversation that I'd recently seen on social media. We all know that social media is out there, and it can be a good thing and a bad thing depending on its viewpoint. But a couple of our community members had brought up the issue of bullying and its impact on our students. We need to make sure that we do as good a job as we can. We need to look at what happens in our buildings and try and keep our eyes open to prevent some of these tragedies that do happen. I'm very hopeful that as we move forward into next school year, with the prevalence, with all the media exposure and the Netflix series 13 Reasons, that we do as best a job as we can to find out where this is happening and stop it. And that starts with the parents in the room, that starts with the teachers in the room, starts with me. To do a good enough job as we can with our students to understand that they don't have to be bullied, they don't need to be bullied, and we're there for them. I'm hopeful that that will at least save someone's life someday. Like I said, it's been a long day. To try and bring this up on a little bit more of an up note, I would say everything that everyone else said about all the events that they could go to. I really wish I could go to more, but apparently my administrator would prefer that I stay in class. I'm not sure why. Not that I didn't try to get out of it, but please keep sending those invitations. I will do as best a job as I can to get there. And I know at the beginning of the next school year, I don't start till long after Reynoldsburg does. So if you have those beginning opening of the year ceremonies and things like that, that's where I would like to make up for some lost time to make sure that I get out there. Those are my comments for those things tonight. Moving on to items 5.02 and 5.03. These are our expulsion resolutions. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Do I have any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Our new item 5.04, the board meeting proposed date change from June 20th to June 27th. Madam Superintendent, if you want to go ahead and tell the audience and everyone what's going on with the date change.
President Begney, members of the board, I don't think I want to divulge the reasons why we have to change, but I think there are a couple of folks with some personal concerns, and the fact that it's June and school's out, we were hoping that it wouldn't cause too much of a disruption to change the meeting.
Yep. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second by Mrs. Dunlap. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Item 6.01, Madam Superintendent, it's all yours.
President Begney, members of the board, first I just want to apologize to you about the miscommunication with the retirement reception tonight. Just too many things going on, but still not an excuse because we had several people who showed up tonight, and I apologize profusely to them and own the fact that the communication did not make it your way, and told them it was not indicative of how you felt about their service to our students and to our community. So my apologies. In the room, actually not in the room tonight, but combined retirees that we are honoring and celebrating and sending off this year, over 293 years of service, almost 300 years of service combined. So a lot of people have given blood, sweat, and tears to educate our kids and to do what's right for kids, and we certainly applaud them. I hate to see them go, but wish them the best, and again, my apologies for not having you share in that celebration tonight. End of the year, favorite time of year, it's a lot going on. Love to see the kids laughing and excited about summer. The wrap-ups celebrations for seniors today's HS Square was a very nice job. Lots of folks that came out and really cheered the kids on. Last night, Bell was a very, very nice program. The kids had a great time. We have E-STEM and Encore next Sunday. Those will be the last two senior recognition ceremonies. And we're going to cap it off with graduation next Tuesday night at the SHOT, May 23rd. We're looking forward to it. As I think Mr. Truex mentioned, we have 535 prospective graduates. And we are, for the first time, going to be streaming graduation live. So if you can't make it out there, you can watch it right along with us. And we are hoping the kids are enjoying that that information and the fact that we're doing that. And I hope if you can't join us, just tune in and you can watch us live. I want to end by saying thank you to the teachers and staff and administrators. We're wrapping up. We're got to get to the end soon. Hang in there. And I wish you the best summer. Get some R&R and take care of yourself.
Thank you. Recognition for visitors. I didn't have anything ahead of time, and there were no speaker slips turned in, so we'll move on to finance. Finance items 8.01, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. So just a little light reading this evening. Madam Treasurer.
Okay, on tonight for your approval, I have several items. The first is a routine item, the approval of the April 30th financial statements. On also our appropriation modifications, this also includes modifying the general fund appropriations to reflect the updated forecast, which is down on item 8.07. We also have on the temporary appropriations, we do those every year in either May or June. What this does is set a temporary budget for next year, which allows us to be able to pay our bills in July and August until the board approves the actual budget and appropriation measure in August or September of 2017. 8.04, which I'm personally very excited about, is finally the final resolution to close out the construction project. This has been a long time coming. This is the final step in the process. Our legal counsel sent over the resolution, which I will ask you to approve when we vote on this. This closes out the construction project. There's approximately $4.7 million left over from the construction. Roughly $1 million of it will go into our maintenance fund, set aside to do preventative maintenance and repairs to our buildings. The rest of the money will be transferred and consolidated into one construction fund, which can be used for building repairs, building improvements, construction, paving, anything that improves the capital outlay of the district. Also on are several donations, which if you pull those up, are listed on the agenda. The robotics team has several donations on there from Sean Matheny, the Ohio Power Company Distribution, Gregory Bryan. There's also three donations to the Reynoldsburg Youth Human Trafficking Coalition from Yvonne Cobb, the Country Inn and Suites, and the Keep Reynoldsburg Beautiful. And HS Square Academy received an HPC collar plotter and several rolls of paper from Steiderman Associates. Also on tonight are transfers and advances. One of the transfers is for the pay to participate fees, the board share for athletics. Music Pay to Participate Transfer, I anticipate will be on in June. And also on tonight, which is also included in the five-year forecast, is the nearly $3.9 million transfer to set aside funds in the Technology Capital Outlay Fund so that we have funds to provide technology needs in the district through at least 2022. And then last but not least is the May five-year forecast. I was going to bring a little trailer or clip of the PowerPoint, but I had technical difficulties, so I wasn't able to do that as a little tickler and teaser. But the board members got to see it. But in addition to putting the forecast out on the website, in a few days there will actually be a PowerPoint that goes with it. So anybody who might be interested in viewing that, feel free to go out there. And as always, anybody can give me a call and stop in. And I like talking about the forecast, so my door's always open. So that's my rather lengthy section for tonight.
May I have a motion?
Could I just say one thing? Tammy, I want to just publicly thank you for having us all into your office to explain it. And I didn't find it boring at all, and I don't think anybody else did, especially the way you explain it. And I appreciate that you put everything out there for everyone to look through and to understand. I really appreciate that.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I think it was my Bitmoji that added the excitement to
it. I was going to say, she has a little cartoon version of her on each slide to kind of, you know, explain it with, you know, glasses and the...
She was almost as excited as a young girl who was walking over here kind of hopping up and down.
I just want to be able to make it talk now, then I'll be really excited.
All right, may I have a motion then?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Dunlap.
Second.
Second by Mr. Truex. Any further discussion? Seeing none.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 9.01, 02, and 03 are on for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Tornero. Second by?
Second.
Mr. Whitman. Any discussion? Seeing none.
Can I ask just one question? Superintendent Thomas Manning, can you just tell me the human resources generalist, how that fits into our overall plan? We've been working and kind of reshaping that office. Remind me, if you would.
President Begney, Mrs. Dunlap, I believe that sometime last winter the board approved the second generalist in the effort of trying to focus our efforts for the classified staff in particular, mm-hmm. and support some of the work for certified, but really to make sure that we have enough hands on deck to attend to the fact that we have a large employment workforce and that continues to grow, and we need to focus some efforts on classified with some of the things that are in the contract as far as ASOP support, additional requirements that we have to fulfill on our end. So the goal is to have not necessarily this person, but we'll decide which of the two generalists is the best fit for classified and certified.
Okay.
And that was my intention. I should apologize. That was the initial intention and plan for those resources. And if approved tonight, I'm sure that the leadership will revisit that and see if that's still appropriate and go from there.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to add that I remember that that plan there, and if I recall, you had been rather creative in figuring out, you know, the for the price of, you know, two generalists, it was budget neutral. You know, we got two people this way instead of you know, one person another way. So, yeah. Okay.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, quickly call the roll.
Mrs. Tornero.
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 10.01, continuing with our translation and interpreter services. Madam Superintendent, again, if you want to go ahead and share with everyone what this one's about.
Sure. President Begany, members of the board, as we continue to diversify our student population and our families, we need to make sure that we adjust and ensure that we have appropriate interpretive services when needed. So this is just an addition to keep up with that commitment, and need them to start ASAP.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Dunlap. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Super or Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed.
Items 11.01, 03, 04, and 05 are up for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved. So
moved by Mr. Truex, second by Mr. Whitman. Do we have any discussion? Madam Superintendent, if you want to share with a couple of these.
Sure. President Begley, members of the board, again, we celebrate our graduates, 535 prospective graduates that we are looking forward to celebrating next Tuesday night. MOUs are just our agreements. We talked last month about the new Otterbein agreement, expanding our options and programs for kids beyond the walls of Reynoldsburg, and partnering with our friends up at Otterbein to provide pathways for kids. The same with Franklin University. The Columbus State Community College is a little bit of a change in that there is a tweak on the lease agreement, I believe, in some kind of way. But not a substantial change from what we've done in the past, just a tweak on the price per square foot for the Columbus State agreement, if I remember correctly. The Everest school, oh, we're not at that one yet.
No, we got the Columbus State one is the one that we didn't, that was on for discussion.
Okay.
But everyone else was on for action.
Okay. And the Everest High School lease agreement, because we are no longer the sponsors of Everest, they still would like to use our property over at the Welcome Center. The agreement has been slightly tweaked in that our district regains a couple of spaces over there, but outside of that, the agreement reads as it has in the past. It's a 3-year agreement, and they're hoping to be able to continue to lease that space so kids aren't displaced.
As far as the Everest goes, and again, if you do not have this information right on hand, I know that since I've been on the board and been able to go to graduations, there's always a rather sizable contingent of students from Everest that join us in graduation. Do you have any idea what the numbers are? And if you don't, it's...
I do not have the specific number, but in the past, we're talking about 20 kids, usually, mm-hmm. somewhere in the neighborhood of that, but you'll see them. They'll make themselves known next week.
Everest, for those of you that aren't aware, this is a lot of times where students, I guess, that I usually use the term, this is where life happens to students sometimes, and this is their way that they can kind of compensate for that and still find a way to get a pathway to get a high school diploma. So it's a great opportunity for those kids, and it's always fun to see them. You can tell the hugs are just a little bit tighter sometimes with some of their administrators when they get their diploma. Go ahead, Madam Treasurer, if you want to go ahead and call the roll for those.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitman.
Okay. I had one question about Everest. So we're not allowed to be their sponsor anymore. Who is their sponsor now? Anyone know?
You know, I don't know if they are going to be pursuing the ESC is going to be sponsoring them or the State of Ohio.
Okay, thanks.
Are we sponsoring any of our other charter schools?
We are not.
Madam Treasurer, if you could call the roll.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Now, as far as 11.02, the superintendent was good enough to give us kind of an idea that it's just a small change in anything. Was there any further questions or discussion for item 11.02? And then this will be back on the agenda in June then for us to go ahead and vote on. All right, moving on to item 12.01, which is our new wellness policy. This is on for discussion. Madam Superintendent, if you want to go ahead and talk about this.
Sure. We were so lucky that the USDOE sent down a mandate that we needed to adopt a wellness policy. And really, in all fairness, these are requirements and guidelines that we pretty much live by. Our food services director is extraordinary, and our staff and under her leadership do a wonderful job to promote good eating habits and healthy snacks and not sharing food in some instances, and creating opportunities for kids to make some good quality holistic and healthy selections. So most of which the feds are mandating we do, that we already do. So it made really kind of sketching out this policy pretty easy. There is no funding attached to this, but we were very careful to not overcommit ourselves in a way that would require additional funding in the drafting of this policy. It's probably a good thing to do, but we have a lot of other priorities, but we are going to be compliant by the end of June as the law says we need to be.
And it was amusing enough that the day that we were actually being briefed on this was a day or two after the current administration had decided to get rid of most of the things that we're putting in place. So we may be back here in a year trying to change some things to be compliant again. But so in the meantime, that'll be something that we can look on for next year.
Could I ask one question, though? I just had a couple of concerns, and actually I wasn't even sure when I read in the policy in two different places. Will this have any adverse effect on sales, booster clubs, and so on and so forth, like for, say, at the football games and what they sell?
Oh, yeah, I hear there's no more soda, popcorn, pizza, candy, anything allowed to be sold at any games anymore. So I'm sure our crowd and our games are going to really skyrocket. No, I don't anticipate any major changes in the way we do business. Again, as Mr. Begney indicated, I wouldn't be surprised if I see a total, you know, reverse on this decision altogether. But we're all about being compliant when we need to be. Mm-hmm. But if I were the kids, I wouldn't change schools right now because I don't think much is going to change.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All right, we'll look forward to seeing that next time. Items 13.01, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 are on for action. Mr. Starr, go ahead and take it away.
One for your approval tonight are several items as we kind of gear up for the summer. Item 13.01 is basically our student information system as well as our fiscal support state software. That's basically renewal of that agreement with Meta Solutions. Item 13.02 is a partnership with the Solid Waste Authority of Central Ohio, in which we're going to enter into a five-year agreement with Waste Management of Ohio for our solid waste recycling materials. Item 13.03 is basically to waterproof the Slate Ridge Elementary. This is similar to work we would have done last summer over at Widener Road Middle School. Item 13.04 and 13.05 is to repair the vegetated roof at Summit High School. 13.04 is the labor, 13.05 would be the materials. 13.06 is a 10-year basically facility assessment with Shore Architects. So this will give us a 10-year kind of capital plan of basically to assess our entire 1.2 million assignable square feet, 15 buildings, look at everything from mechanicals to parking lots to roofs and everything else, and come back with a proposal. That scope of work will be probably start sometime in September, be done by early December. Item 13.07 is our standard payment in lieu. This was kind of what we're doing for the end of the year. And item 13.08 is we're getting rid of four 2001 Freightliner buses. So we'll put them on gov.deals, and if you want a bus, call us up. Go ahead.
Thank you. Did we have a motion? May I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex, second by?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Dunlap. She beat you, Neil. Any other discussion?
Can I just say, one of the capstone projects that I listened to over at East Hem dealt with the greenhouse and this roof, and it was pretty cool to see this young lady. Someone started all the plants, and then she kind of took over and cultivated a lot of things in the greenhouse, and they were actually out there for the students at lunchtime, and I know I've seen other schools that have done something even on a larger scale, and maybe when the weather cooperates a little bit more and you could be outside and have a larger growing season. So this makes me very happy to see those repairs to that as well, so that this program can continue and students can be excited about getting up there and working.
And the scope of work is basically to replace it the way it is today. So this is not to remove anything. It's basically to correct some of the deficiencies that are already up there.
Right, right. And I also want to applaud you for the assessment, because I think that that's something that we definitely need a game plan going into looking at all of our buildings and have a game plan in order to move ahead and prioritize what needs fixed and so on. So. Thank you. I applaud you.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on that, too. But I remember discussing this when I was on the Buildings and Grounds Committee, and you explained to Rob and me at the time the benefits of having an architect of record, which is a concept I was unfamiliar with. So I wonder if for some of those here who are as unfamiliar now as I was then, maybe you could recap some of the benefits of, you know, of having an architect of record.
So basically, an architect of record is a process for whenever you're going to have professional fees over $50,000, you basically have to go through a formal kind of solicitation process. So you will go out, architects and engineers will present proposals to you where we look at their qualifications, those types of, and from that you will make a selection. Once they're in place, then ultimately as we have large scopes of work, such as the original, the Taylor Road, HVAC, these types of things, that mechanism allows us to enter into an agreement with those individuals.
Sounds good. I like the fact that we're planning ahead and to make sure that nothing catches us too much by surprise. Madam Treasurer, can you call the roll?
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Item 14.01, adjourn to executive session for items A2, 3, 4, 8, and C. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Madam Treasurer, could you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion approved to move to executive session. Good evening. We are back from executive session. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here.
Mrs. Tornero?
Here.
Mr. Truex?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mr. Begany?
Here. Madam Treasurer, do you have a motion for us?
Yes. Let me read the resolution. Be it resolved in accordance with the superintendent's recommendation to approve the resignation of Michelle Watts at the close of business on May 31st, 2017.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Tenero. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex, second by Mr. Whitman. I'm going to assume no discussion. Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. See you on June 27th, and bring a friend.